All right, time's 5:30, and we will convene this workshop of the Harker Heights Planning Zoning Commission. Mr. Molise.
Yes, thank you. We're going to do another continuation of our VMB discussions as our workshop, but I also wanted to bring up the fact that we're having our tree lighting ceremony at 6 o'clock today. And since we did a legal notification for the P&amp;Z meeting to start at 6:30, you know, even if we were to finish the workshop early, we can't start the P&amp;Z meeting till 6:30. So what I was going to recommend is that we have a very short workshop today, and then let's say about 5:50, 5:45, we head on over to the, those that want to, head over to the tree lighting ceremony. We can kind of participate with that, come back here at 6:30 and have the P&amp;Z meeting as scheduled. So because of that, we didn't do anything really in-depth with the workshop. I do want to have a discussion, and I guess I want to wait till Commissioner Orlando is here, so maybe we'll do it after the P&amp;Z meeting. But we need to have a discussion about our holiday schedule, so the P&amp;Z meeting in December. And so we will, oh, Commissioner Orlando's here.
Yeah, it sounded like he couldn't get in or something, I didn't.
Okay.
Tried to lock that door, but must have missed it.
Well, then that being said, I'd like to go a little bit out of order and do some staff comments now. And let's just talk about the meeting coming up for December. Per our schedule, we have a meeting for December 28th. And right now we have one case that I'm trying to talk out of coming in December. It's a zoning case, so there's no time limit like a plat. So there's a rezoning case that I'm gonna try to talk into just postponing to the end of January. But if not, we need to talk about whether or not we'll have a quorum on December 28th. Let me see if we've got a calendar. Certainly have a meeting if we have a quorum, but if not, my suggestion would be to either move it to the 4th or move it a week ahead to the 21st. If we do it the 21st, we'll have to put legal notice in the paper this Sunday, but we can do that. We've got enough lead time. Because it is a zoning case, we have to put legal notice. But we could, we're good with all three of those dates, the 21st, the 8th, or the 4th. And obviously, if I can talk the applicant into waiting till January 25th, which is the regularly scheduled meeting for January, I will try to do that, and then we'll let you know. But I was wanting some recommendation from you as far as what dates are good.
Either day, it doesn't make any difference.
Okay, then I would rather push for the 21st so that we've got more lead time before the January 25th, because we're going to have to do a lot of prep for that. We'll have new members. We want to, everybody's got to get sworn in. You've got to elect officers, all that neat stuff. So we'll push for the 21st then if that's agreeable with everybody, if we can get a quorum. Okay, we'll do it then. It's going to be it's just basically an R1 to an R2 off of Pinewood. So your standard Wildwood Acres rezone, we almost should have just made an ordinance saying, just do it. But we'll talk to the applicant. If I can get it postponed to January 25th, I will. But if not, we'll schedule it for December 21st. And we'll put the ad in the paper, in Sunday's paper, so we meet all of our legal notification deadlines. And with that being said, I'm going to switch it back to the workshop then, and we're going to talk a little bit about road diets and what we wanted to do as far as the Veterans Memorial Boulevard, some of our options. And so I'm going to hand it over to Leo, and he's going to take you through some ideas he's got as far as what we can do with Veterans Memorial Boulevard. There's been a little bit of a hiccup with that, in the sense that we got a lawsuit over one of the last ones we did, and it was literally a year ago, or almost a year ago. We did a BSC hearing for Mrs. Edadina Helms, the mobile homes off of Ute, and so she met her deadline and failed, but then she came back in January before you to ask for an extension. The board granted an extension. She didn't make that deadline, so she filed an appeal in civil court. And so, or in county court, sorry. So we just literally got the judgment yesterday from the judge in our favor. But now, the opposing attorney, so our city attorney has to draft the judge's orders. The opposing attorney has to sign those orders. If he decides he doesn't want to sign those orders, then we have to go back to court to get a hearing to compel a signature from the judge. And then we have to wait 30 days to give the defendant a chance to appeal. And so we're not done, but we did win the case. So if they appeal it, then we'll go back and we'll have to start over. If they don't appeal, then we're going to demolish those structures. But because of that, we have changed some of the ways that we're dealing with the BSC. For instance, normally when we give you a staff report, we give you a recommendation to either demolish or repair. We're not going to do that anymore. We have to pick one. Or rather, you have to pick one. You have to pick whether the property can be salvaged and should be repaired, or if it's beyond salvation and needs to be demolished. So we can't have either or anymore. And so anyway, so we've been a little bit gun shy about doing any more Building Standards Commission cases until we got the outcome of this one done, so that if we did have to make any administrative changes, I'd hate for us to go through, do some, and then have to bring them back because, oh, we need to tweak this little thing. So now that we've won, now that we're pretty confident that our system works with a couple of changes, we're going to probably do one in, not January, but we'll start in January, so probably the February meeting we'll have one.
Joseph, now that we've won, if we have to demolish the building, is that on our dime or is that on her dime?
It is going to be initially on our dime, but we will send her a bill, and if she doesn't pay it, then we will put a lien on her property, which is our standard operating procedure. Right. Oh, believe me, that's been our argument from the get-go. If she had... Right. Right, so we, you know, that was just more of a principle thing than anything, and like I said, now that we've had our day in court and we've won, we feel confident to move forward. All right, well, I'm going to hand it over to Leo if there's no other questions. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I believe we've had some discussion on this VMB overlay in the past, and I have on the screen right now showing the existing land uses, along the whole East Veterans Memorial Boulevard strip. Today, the focus is going to be on the streetscape because we believe that a streetscape has the potential to change the whole ideal or the whole flavor of a whole area. And so our little exercise today is going to be on redesigning the streetscape to see what that impact can have on the whole Veterans Memorial Boulevard area. So I believe Joseph showed this some months ago. This is some of the things that we plan to have in that area. Okay, so I'll go straight ahead to the road diet. The image up there is currently what we have. It's just a lane, two lane on both sides with a 10 lane. We currently don't have any trees along. Currently we don't have any trees along, and what we have below is what we call the recommended alternative. We believe that with the current 65 width paved right of way, we can make changes to it that will actually enhance the area, make it pretty, make it safe for pedestrians, and also change the whole appeal and flavor of the area that can attract other businesses that we want to see in the city. So our little insights here will be basically working together to see how best we can change the whole streetscape of the area. We have a website that I'll be sending an email link to you after this meeting that you can also work on at home. And that website is streetmix.net. streetmix.net, you have the opportunity to create your own account and to work with, how you want to see a street and street sections and so many other stuff. So what we currently have in the city for VMB is what I have on the screen right now. It is just a 2-lane, 10 lane, and then 2 lanes on both sides. So what I want us to do today is, so this is what we currently have. So we are going to redesign this street to put in what we want to see. So I would allow the commission to first of all decide if we still want to keep it as a 2-lane or a 1-lane with bike lanes, bus lane, I mean, anything we can think of, and then I will go ahead and put that in, and then we're going to see how it's going to look like in the virtual design. So this is what we currently have, 2 lanes and a center 10 lane. What do we want to keep it that way, or do we want to make changes to it?
What kind of a traffic count do we have on it? Regularly have on this road?
We haven't done any analysis on that. This is just like basically what we have in there. So what we want to do is to ask the commission, do we want to encourage a 1-lane that will actually increase the traffic on the street? Or we want to keep it that way, or do we want to put in a bike lane to encourage other pedestrians or other forms of traffic on the street? So we have not done any analysis as of now. This is just a raw image that we want to look into the future to see what we want to see. Because, for example, if we make it a 1-lane and allow parking on the side, then obviously we're going to create a little bit of vehicular traffic on the street as compared to what we currently have. So we want to see what
Are you also going to reduce the speed limit?
That would also come into play if we decide to, that would depend on what I want to reduce the, for example, if we put a bicycle lane on the side, then we have to reduce the speed limit to ensure that, to reduce any accident or any safety issue. So. But I believe if it's within the city limits, we have the option to make our own designs.
Well,
and then
is
that our road, or does that still belong to the state?
No, that still belongs to the state.
So they probably have a VPD of vehicles per day count, don't they?
Yes,
so
they do have some traffic counts.
We can easily get from them without having to throw out the stuff?
Right, we can pull all that up. The thing is, we're probably going to need to do something a little more dynamic than what they do, because traffic varies by time of day pretty dramatically in this region. So what we're just doing here today is just kind of just brainstorming what would we like to see on VMB if TxDOT would let us. And so we've narrowed the scope, though, to the existing right-of-way. So we're not talking about expanding the road, did the existing street width, in other words, because the right-of-way is actually fairly large, but we're dealing with basically the inside the bounds of the existing street. So what we're talking about is mostly reconfiguring lanes, mostly paint, or if we want to put up some medians, that's a little bit different. But these are the kind of things that we can approach TxDOT about as far as what can we do to get this done, and we just wanted to get your input on that, what the final vision of this road is. Do we want it to be just a highway bypass, or do we want to do something a little bit different?
Let me go ahead and
show.
I gave Ty the opportunity to work on something today, and I believe this is. Okay, so this is. So this is the same VMB with a 65 feet paved, I wouldn't call the whole right of way, but this is just what I showed you earlier with the two lanes and the 10 lane. So what Ty did with this website is he maintained the 10 lanes and then took one of the other two lanes and converted that into a bike lane and a sidewalk. And on the other side, he decided to put in a bus, shared bus and a bike lane in here. This, like Joseph said, we'll still have to discuss that with TxDOT to see how feasible it is. But this is just a rough idea of what he thought will make VMB look better than what it is right now. So this is an example. So basically what I want from you today, regardless of the analysis and what TxDOT might say and stuff like that, what do you, if you have any ideas on what you want to see on the street, basically that's what we're talking about here today. So this is a sample that was done today. And like I said, I'm going to send you a link to the website and you can also work on it at home and probably send it to me later on. But this is basically an example. He decided to put in a bus lane here with a transit shelter and then put some trees to, you know, to make the area look pretty with sidewalks on the side. So
I like the idea of taking it and making it more aesthetic and clear, but we still got a chicken and the egg situation here. Thing to do is to do this first. If there's going to be redevelopment, you know, on Business 190 and new businesses coming in, because it's better to whatever. But I think we're kind of still at that stage. I still don't see it, and I know I've kind of been negative on Business 190 thing before, but I still don't see anything driving, development, or redevelopment down on Business 190. This can be part of it, and I think it's a good idea. But I think we need to get some focus on the other part as well, or really this will be a non-starter.
Tax abatements or something like that.
Yeah. So basically, you want us to look at what businesses were coming to.
I think we need to look at it as a whole, and I think this will be a good part of it. Mm-hmm. So if that's what we're, if
this
that's
looks
what
more
our,
like
our
a
24/10
thing to me.
Yeah. But
this looks more like a 24/10 thing.
24/10.
If we don't have any businesses down there and there's hardly anybody there, why do we need bus lanes and bike lanes? Who's going to ride a bike on VMB, really?
One of the points you have to look at, too, north of VMB, mm-hmm. It goes down, and that's a flood zone. How many businesses are going to build north of VMB towards Amy Field on that side of the road? I'm not going to put a building down there. About once every 7 years, it'll get flooded out by Nolan Creek. So you're not going to have that many businesses.
The farther down, hopefully there'll be redevelopment on the side there where existing buildings are.
On the south side of the road.
I don't know that I could. I like what this looks like, but I don't know that I can make a decision on that until I know what's happened on 24/10. strip on that side, and then basically a residential area, yeah, we need to chop down V&B and make it a little bit, you know, a happier place to be.
Yeah.
Track some people.
You certainly don't need, you know, six lanes or whatever, eight lanes, whatever, on V&B, and plus you do want, you want to make it a little happier place, because it's really depressing. And then again, we got to fix both.
So,
it's only a small portion of the city affects Nolanville, because but then you get on the bypass on US 190, and you know.
You've already had some discussion with Nolanville, haven't you?
We started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you said you had. So that's good.
Well, I think what made us start with this design was assuming that businesses came on V&B, and things were going smoothly. Is this a kind of street you want to see? So this is more like assuming that everything, like somebody comes into the city and decides to bring in development along V&B. Is this a kind of street you want to see? We as staff know it's going to take a long process, but we just want to start a discussion on it, that in the future, should there be any new development or changes along the street, are these like some of the things we want to see in there, or we just want to keep what we currently have. So that is, this exercise is more like assuming and, you know, stuff like that, what we want to see in the future. Like what I have on the screen right now, it's still the same two lanes. The only difference is we put bus lanes on both sides and still maintaining one lane on each side with a 10 lane. So not too much of, the change isn't too much. It's just probably something that we try to balance and what we've seen in other cities too. So,
all right. So the bottom line is, you know, obviously when you're doing strategic planning, what you do is you start with what you want it to look like, and then you just work backwards from there and you figure out how to do it from that point. And sometimes that affects what the time frame is. So you don't necessarily worry about the time frame unless that's a critical factor. You just basically say, this is what I want it to look like, these are the steps I need to take to get to it, and then that kind of dictates the time frame. So we're just wanting you to start thinking about that. We'll send you the link. Please play with this software. It's actually pretty cool, and you can do it on your website. You don't have to install anything. You just have to have an internet browser, and you can play with it and get us some ideas, and we'll talk about it next time. But we just want you to start thinking about that. I wanted to show you this cool tool. You know, if you don't mind, I'd like to go to the tree lighting ceremony. I think we've reached a good stopping point for that.
Sounds good. So okay. Workshop adjourned.
All right. Are we to assume that we can build that sidewalk farther?
Yes.
In
it doesn't have to be on the street. It could be into the right.
Okay.
And it's quite easy to use. You can just move stuff up and down. It's very easy to use.
Yeah, this is really neat software.
Yeah, I'm pretty straight.
Yeah. No, we would coordinate with TxDOT on that.
Oh, okay. Because that'd be the least expensive way to try some, at least just to beautify it.
Well,
at least just to freshen up everything that's out there, because it probably does. And I haven't been up there in a long time or noticed. The only time you notice striping is when it's new.
Right.
You know, so I can't remember exactly what it looks like, but maybe it's time for a refresh and see if we even attract 110.
190 going through Copper's Cove. That's beautiful road now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's.
Yeah, they redid the whole thing. We were closed down many nights.
If they'd just done a better job on the bypass, it would have been.
What, one lane?
That's it.
Two already.